The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
We are going to take a look at some of the stats about CFOs' confidence in the economy. 83% of Singapore respondents expect a substantial or modest economic expansion in the year ahead. And that's actually a drop from 90% in 2018, but still higher than their global peers at 71%. So we welcome in the studio to help us out with this, Celine Chua, Vice President and General Manager of Global Corporate Payments, American Express Singapore. Celine, good morning and welcome to the studio.
Good morning, Elliot, and thanks for having me. So yeah, this American Express Global Business Bank surveyed CFOs of global and large companies.
Yeah.
So besides business sentiments, we also asked questions around their top goals and priorities and their views on demographic changes and the trends, and also what are their top spend categories for this year. So 83% of respondents surveyed expect substantial and modest economic expansion. So I think this is a drop from a previous year of 90%, although it's still a positive sentiment. But having said that, this survey was done maybe 6 months back. The current observation with the economic forecast that has been revised from 2.5 to 2.1% amidst the US and China trade war. So I think it's fair to say the expectation for 2019 is for modest growth.
Yeah. Well, Celine, run us through what's on the list of priorities or top business goals here.
So interestingly enough, there are four top priorities, and the top one, which CFOs, 90% of CFOs cited as a top goal, was cash flow and working capital. This is something that we observe that is consistent, that is important for large companies as well as SMEs. Positive cash flow actually provides businesses with the capacity to invest in long-term growth. You know, new products, new markets, infrastructure, new technologies. These are growth enablers. Perhaps I could share some perspective on how American Express is addressing these needs for our customers. You know, most of you actually probably know us as a travel and entertainment solutions provider.
Yeah.
So what you might not know is that we also have short-term financing and working capital solutions. And one of our fastest growing product called Access Line actually allows our customers to facilitate payments to their suppliers without card acceptance. What this means is that, you know, customers can actually use our facilities to make payment to their suppliers, whether they are local or overseas. And, you know, they can manage their short-term cash flow as well as pay the suppliers on time, and they can receive their goods on time. So they will have 51 days to pay us back.
We're talking about the 2019 Global Business and Spending Outlook by American Express. It's a survey that explores the sentiments of over 900 senior finance executives from global companies with revenues of $500 million or more.
Yes, indeed. So the top worries among CFOs in Singapore, what did you find?
I mean, the external environment on trade wars obviously is a backdrop, but this is something that we cannot control.
Sure.
So going back like to their top priorities besides cash flow, a high percentage, 80%, also cited better meeting customer needs. So going back to being customer-centric, how to build a customer-centric culture, putting ourselves in customers' shoes, keep on listening to their needs, and even meeting face-to-face, you know, in this digital world. Yeah, perhaps conduct surveys.
Sounds like a lot of re-evaluation and very personal approach now, in that sense.
Yeah, I think with customers, it is always a very personal touch. Yeah, so it is good that CFOs, although they are finance professionals, they also have a commercial element to their responses in this survey.
Yeah, it's a reality, isn't it,
yeah,
these days for CFOs to have that commercial sensibility, and also, as you mentioned, that personal touch rather than being digital and sort of externally through social media.
Not everything can be done through automation in that sense.
Exactly.
Celine, final question for you. In view of all these issues, what's the game plan to mitigate all these concerns besides what some of the ones that you've just mentioned?
I think another challenge that Singapore companies face is also the small domestic market. So it is a limited growth opportunities within Singapore. What we also observe is that entering new markets is a priority for CFOs. While that is in line with our Singapore government charter to diversify and expand overseas, you know, those come with challenges as well, such as like you need to learn about the new market norms and, you know, the taxation and compliance, meeting local regulations and also financing that overseas growth.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Celine Chua, Vice President and General Manager of Global Corporate Payments, American Express Singapore, in the studio with us. Thank you again.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.